And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Mexa is here, too. And we have Steve-O from Promar, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide and Promar expert and pro staffer. He's such a pro staffer, they even flew him out to Florida this year to represent him at ICAST. Right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
pro.
How do you do? Just with all those Florida people and stuff like that?
He did great.
All the people that talk funny like
me? Yeah. He fit right in, and he provided lunch for us every day.
No way.
Yeah, he was a true captain.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I bought a pair of shoes and a pair of pants.
Wow.
Okay, we had shoes and pants.
You had shoes and pants on at the show?
Oh, were you wearing like a typical Florida, like coral, pastel, mint green shirt and, you know, any type of shirt with a flap and
a flap
on the back? Sure,
all that
sure.
Stuff. Yeah.
Captain Dave.
Yeah. Captain Dave. Well, these guys have brought in some fantastic prizes to give away today.
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, how generous of both Steve and Dave. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today, each going to win a killer prize pack. Prize number one is a full Ahi USA Rock Cod Jig Kit, and it includes that brand new Live Deception Flash Jig that we were talking about earlier in the show, a really cool kit. The second kit is a tuna jig kit, also with those killer Live Deception jigs, and I will say for sure that is one of the best-looking dart-style jigs you will ever see.
Oh,
it's a
sure.
really, really great one. And then both of those kits are also going to include, thanks to Dave, a full one-year membership to YourSaltwaterGuide.com, a really cool opportunity, and like I said, just every video you could imagine, how-tos from knots to rigging lures to catching big fish and
flying the kite.
It's just awesome. Yeah, you do such a good job, Dave.
Lots of great
thank you.
Yeah, really good. I learned how to rig that balloon kite right on there.
Thank
Watch
you
it
very
several
much.
Times. That's such a great setup the way you do that.
Yeah,
I hear other people the way, oh, I'm going to use this little thing, that little thing. Dave's setup for rigging the kite to the balloon is so easy and so simple.
Thank you.
Yeah, it works.
Now, what does it cost for somebody to if somebody wants to go see that video, what's the cost?
Okay, so the website's pretty spectacular. We got over 200 videos on there right now. I add a new video every week, and it all pertains to fishing in Southern California. Also, there's a whole section on the legends of sport fishing in Southern California where I sit down and interview all these guys.
Like your dad?
Like my father, who's been in the business for a couple of years. And so there's all these different videos, and for $4.99 a month, you become a member of the website. And then there's some little upgrades, like if you want to know where to go catch your lobsters, you want the spot, these spots, they're on there. There's a spot video. If you want to know where Rick catches his white sea bass, I got that spot. It's on the videos. But there's just a million spots. On the spot videos, and then I do a game plan video series for you guys. For every Thursday night, I sit down in front of my computer, and I put out a game plan for you guys so you know where to go fishing for the weekend when you go fishing. I don't know anybody that's doing that for you, but if they are, they need to let me know. We'll get you on my website. Maybe your plan's better than mine, but I got a plan for you. I show you guys where to fish at Clemente, where to fish at Catalina, where to fish offshore, where to fish on the beach so that you'll be in the way of all the sport boats when they get to where they're supposed to be going. And so that's one thing. And then if you want to talk to me personal, there's another page there for that. But the website, I can't even imagine what else I could do for you guys to make you successful on the water. So like
YourSaltwaterGuide.com.
Yeah, like I always say, if you're not catching fish, it's not my fault.
There you go. Hey, let's go live on the water. Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
What's up, Mike? Doing terrific. How's that fishing?
Well, you know, it's been pretty darn good. Second morning of a two-day trip here yesterday. We ended up with about 80 yellowfin, a couple of bluefin for our light rent rod charter group. So far this morning's a little bit slow. I'd actually say the weather's too nice. We stopped on a kelp a little while ago. We picked up a yellowfin, but There are no conditions. I'm trying to get a bait away from the boat so far. Flat, greasy, calm weather. And before that, we got on a spot of bluefin that proved to be a little too big for our rental tackle, so we ran away from them.
Boy, that's a Cadillac problem to have. We'll take that. Fish too big that you decide to go the other direction is my kind of problem.
Holy mackerel.
Well, we stopped on our charter master got bit on 25 pound, and we put an end to the fight with about 10 wraps of line left on it to save the fish. So.
Well, I got a great...
There's still some nice great bluefin around.
I got a great bud that's on the boat with you right now. He sent me a picture of the fish last night and talked about how good of a trip he's having with you guys. And so he must have been close enough at some point to get a cell phone message out and show me pictures of some of those bluefin. So sounds like you guys are having a great time sounds like some great fishing.
Nice bluefin yesterday.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, nice going.
Tonight's trip, I think it's sold out or within a few spots of being sold out. There's plenty of room on tomorrow night's one day. And then we have a day and a half trip leaving Tuesday night that still has plenty of room on it. I know this weekend we were chartered one day and sold out the other. But there is a little bit of room here throughout the week if you'd like to come out and try to get in on some of this assorted fish action. And like I said, the weather is phenomenal.
Man, that's speaking our language, buddy. That sounds like great fishing, Mike. Good times to be had on the Tribute. Somebody wants to join you on any of those trips, how do we book them?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com.
Awesome. Great job, Mike. Appreciate the report. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for keeping us up to date with what's going on in the tuna grounds.
All right. Appreciate that report, Mike. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Let's talk to Mitch. Mitch is calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mitch? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I got a couple quick questions for Dave and Steve. First one would be, when you're hooping, what bait do you prefer? I've heard skipjack heads are the best. And the second question is, do you still offer the $100 pizza and beer trip?
No, we're past that $100 thing. But what I use for bait and what I believe has helped me tremendously is I use fresh bait. So whatever they have at the bait barge when we're leaving to go out is what we're going to use. If they got anchovies, I'm using anchovies. If they got sardines, I'm using sardines. If they got mackerel, I'm using mackerel. Because I found that the fresher the bait, the better. I'm not using those big salmon heads, and I'm not using tuna heads, and I'm not using all that stuff because, first of all, I'm lazy, and I don't want to cut it all up into pieces. And second of all, it's not fresh. And what I was told by one of the guys that are commercial guru guys is that those big, long antennas on there to feel the electrical impulse of the fish when it starts to break down, and the fresher the bait, the better the is of the breakdown for them to actually detect the fish in the are the bait in the water. That's what I was told, and since I changed over to fresh bait, the success rate has gone up tremendously. Now, I know, guys, if you believe in your heart you have to use chicken, then you got to use chicken. If you believe in your heart you got to use salmon, then you got to use salmon. Whatever you believe that you have to use, you have to use. I believe I have to have the freshest bait, so that's what I use.
But bottom line, they're scavengers. They'll eat
pretty
much anything.
They're going to eat anything. Yeah. I think when they're crawling, they're eating. Yeah, when they're not, they're not. And I don't think bait matters. I know you have to have bait.
They have to have bait. What do you use?
I agree. I try and use whatever the freshest stuff I can get. I'll usually sabiki up some mackerel during the day before I head out at night. But, whatever the freshest stuff I can get is what I'll use.
And you know what else, too? I got to throw kudos out to the Promar bait tube, too, because that tube is the perfect size.
It's perfect.
It's not too big where you're going to use all your bait in one tube, and it works, and the sea lions cannot get in it, period.
Right, yeah. So that tube, I mean, everyone knows the sea lion problem that we have here in Southern California and how bad they could be, and they can ruin your night, a lobster hooping, when you're out there if you're not outfitted with the right bait cage. They'll go into your hoop net, destroy your bait cage, and you think you're sitting on bait, and you lift that hoop net up, and there's nothing left in there. Yeah, and you've let it soak for 45
And they can destroy your hoop net.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that also. They'll drag them out, and then you can't get them back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that tube it comes with a stainless steel wire through it, so they can't rip it apart. They see that, and for some reason, they just don't even bother.
They know.
Yeah,
they're
they
smart.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah,
they leave it alone.
Yeah, they figured it out. Oh, Promar, I'm out of here. Let's go find the other one, right? Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Dave, what do you...
Mitch, thanks a lot for the call.
When you say you use fresh bait, are you literally just piling your sardines into the tube? Do you cut
Absolutely.
Them in half? Like, how do you treat the bait when you're putting it into those Promar bait tubes?
I just jam it in, just jam as much bait as I can in each tube.
You don't chop it up, cut it up, nothing.
I don't, but a lot of the guys that go with me are like, we got to chop it up. I don't know. I just jam it in there,
yeah.
And they seem to go for it. But here's the trick that I use. I have two sets of the tubes. So I have 20 tubes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're usually out fishing for 5 or 6 hours. So at like 2 hours, 2.5 hours in, we switch every tube because I believe... You guys know that in the beginning, you start catching lobsters, and then all of a sudden it starts to fade off, and the crawl gets... Because that bait's getting washed out.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting washed
all
out.
All the scent and everything.
And then you got the sand fleas are in there eating them, and you got all kinds... So I just change out the tubes.
And that, again, is the beauty of those Promar tubes, is they come with that quick snap little clip on the sides of them. It literally takes... seconds to snap a new tube on and right back off again.
Right. Usually the guy's measuring a couple lobsters while we're changing the bait tube, and there's no downtime, and it's right back in the water again.
Yep.
That's a good call.
Maximize.
Good tip.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone over there. Hey, Pete, just really quick, I just want to make a suggestion. I don't know in San Diego if you have a local Elks club down there, but why don't you go down there and take a picture of you standing next to a member or shoot a picture. Don't shoot the guy. Just shoot a picture, and then you can post it, and then you'll satisfy everybody who wanted to see you standing next to an elk.
Next to an elk, yeah.
Good
well,
tip,
that's a good idea. I got plenty of pictures being close and up close and personal with bull elk, for sure, but it was just the cows that eluded us, for sure. Yeah, but good suggestion there. I'll go down the elk.
You got a fishing question for us, Mike? I mean, trust me, that one's plenty good.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was at Catalina on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we fished around the isthmus, spent the night there, and the water was a little green. It wasn't super clear. Dave, what, I don't know, is the isthmus called Two Harbors or Cat Harbor? So on one side of the island, is it called one thing? On the other side of the island, is it called another?
Yeah.
And that's one question. The other one would be, how close or how far away do you want to be next to the structure when you're dropping a hoop net?
Great question.
All right. So first of all, over there at the isthmus, the back side is called Cat Harbor. On the back, the ocean, open ocean side, that's Cat Harbor. And then the front is called Two Harbors, our isthmus harbor, if you will. And then there's three coves. There's 4th of July Cove. There's, oh, my goodness. There's 4th of July.
Cherry
there's Isthmus Cove.
Cove
and Cherry Cove. Thank you, Pete. Yes. And then back, when I'm fishing lobsters on structure, what I'm doing is I'm looking for the edges. I'm going to put the hoop net out on the edge in the sand, not on top of the rock itself, because then when the hoop net hits, it's going to be laying on its side or it's going to get snagged in the rock. So I'm going to try to put my hoops on the edges because they're going to come off the rock to come out into the sand to look for something to eat. Then they're going to go back to the rock to hang out and hide out during the day, because the reason why they come out and eat at night is because everything wants to eat a lobster. Everything. A black sea bass, a moray eel, an octopus, big calico bass. Everything wants to eat them. So they don't like to cruise around during the day, so they're going to hang out in the rock during the day. And as soon as it gets dark and the water's dirty and there's a lot of movement, they're coming out onto the sand to eat. So you want to put it on the edges of the structure. If that makes sense.
Totally. Yes. Yeah, great call.
So how do you do that when you're tight to the rocks at Catalina?
When I'm putting it in the there's like channels, if you will. You can kind of see them because we're fishing so shallow. You can see them. I'm looking for eelgrass too. Eelgrass is like their hangout. They love to hang out in the eelgrass.
They can kind of hide in it.
They're hanging out in that eelgrass. I think a lot of the food gets stuck on that, gets washed back and forth. So if you can find some eelgrass in the shallow water and put your hoops in the eelgrass, that seems to be the golden place. And When you're fishing in 20, 25 feet of water at Catalina, you can pretty much see the bottom, so you can see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him, talk to Eric. He's calling us from Valley Center this morning. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Hi, Eric.
This is for the lobster gurus there. If I'm fishing five nets,
yes, sir.
What's my limit?
Seven lobsters.
Steve, yep. And what? There's size limits too, right?
Are you talking limits for lobster? Or are you talking limits for how many nets you can have?
Well, I know I can have five nets.
Right,
I've been
exactly.
Listening to you, but what is my limit of lobster?
So your limit of lobster per day is seven. You can do no more than seven lobster that meet that 3 1/4 inch carapace requirement.
Seven and, per person per day.
Yeah,
per day.
Exactly.
And we got to say that you better make sure that your gauge matches the gauge of the Department of Fish and Wildlife inspector, because if it's off by a fraction of an inch, they'll cite you.
If a lobster is barely legal, even if it's illegal but barely legal, I throw it back in the water.
Yeah,
it's not worth it because
it's like $500 a lobster.
Exactly.
It was $500 years ago. $750 per infraction
really?
Now on lobster. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with the assessments and everything, you're up into the thousands of dollars.
It's a big deal.
It's an expensive meal.
You're going to lose your fishing privileges if you get caught twice.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
They're super serious, and I talked to a couple of the fishing game. They wanted to make sure we mentioned that. It's super important to. They are out in full force this year.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to sneak one in. You're just not. They know all your hiding spots. They know all the stuff. You got to be careful, and you got to make sure you're not fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, when I measure them, that Plomar gauge, if it comes over the horn, it goes back.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's really tight, it goes back.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could build a case when you're trying to talk to your buddies that, like, well, it is exactly legal. But you're not dealing with your buddies. You're dealing with a warden who's there to cite you. Like, there's just no it's just not worth it. No matter how good that thing tastes in a pool of butter,
right. It
is not worth it.
Right.
Just fire it back. Go get another one.
Yeah, and Ricky always says they're very proud of lobsters.
Yes.
Department of Fish.
Yeah, they're
very
proud
of
them.
Yeah, so don't mess with them. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Eric, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Mike in San Carlos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, this is Mike, your expert novice.
What's up?
Regarding those kind of tube things, now, can you use those if you're just fishing for fish? And where do you place them on the boat regarding which way the current is going? And also, I heard you can just put in, like, dog food or something, and it'll still put out kind of a chum line.
All
Steve,
right.
Dave, what do you think?
So the tube thing, I think he's talking about the bait tubes that we use for lobster fishing.
Right.
And he's asking about chumming, I believe, almost similar to like the chum buddies that you can buy.
Correct. Like
something
a
like
chum
that.
Bucket. And what I would do is I would put it off as farthest forward of the boat as you can. If you can put it up on your bow, as far forward as you can, because you got to remember the current, the boat's always going to lay. Well, if you're drifting, then there's really no reason to chum because you're not really going to be chumming for you anyway. So, but if you're anchored up, put that chum, that tube out as a way to chum, you're going to want to put it as far forward as you can. First of all, because the current's flowing off the back of the boat, so that chum will be coming down right around where your lines are. If you put it in the back of the boat, you're going to be chumming for someone way behind you. And also, when you do hook up a fish, you're going to get tangled in the chum bucket or the chum tube or whatever you're using. So I always try to tell everybody to put the chum bucket or the chum buddy or whatever you're using as far forward on the boat as you can, out of your way, and it'll have a better chance to chum for you. Sometimes we even hook them to the anchor when we drop it to chum for the bottom. If the sand bass are biting, you want to chum down on the bottom, we'll hook it to the anchor with the carabiner and drop it down on the chain of the anchor. That way it's chumming right underneath the boat.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about this time we talk to Dennis? Comes from Linda Vista. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Well, hello, Pete. Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful day in San Diego. I'm telling you, as you know, Pete, I've been fighting cancer for the last 5 years. But this year is the first year I've gone fishing for the last 5 years. But I need info on some lobstering, and thank you for having your guest on. And three questions. One, Someone already touched on that, the bait aspect versus canned food or stuff like that. But it's eggs. The lobsters that have eggs, do you release them and let them go? And also, I don't have a boat, so I have to go by piers. Can you give me a hint in the San Diego area where a good spot is?
Okay, first of all, you can go. They got open party lobster trips down here. I know the H&M Landing has them. Does Fishermen's have them?
We're tuna fishermen.
Okay.
No, I'm totally kidding. We do for sure. The Condor does trips when they're not tuna fishing. They do.
So you don't have to
just
fish
joking.
On the pier. Yeah. You want to go out on one of the boats. You want to go experience it. They have a good dinner on there for
and
you.
They have all the hoops and everything.
And you get
like
to
that.
Go experience it. Going on the pier, yeah, if that's what you can, then do it. Go to the pier. But you want to go at least one time out on this one of the party boats and go check it out and see what it's all about. It's a really fun night out on the water. And as far as the egg thing, Rick, Pete, somebody
I've
else.
I have never caught a lobster during lobster season with eggs on it. Have you guys?
No, I have. No.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that, you know, that patch, you know, that like
the sperm patch.
But I've never seen a lobster with eggs on it. No.
Yeah. The males will get a patch near the end of the season. Near the end of the season, the males will get that patch on there, and that's when they're starting to get. And then a lot of times what you'll see with the females near the end of the season is they start to turn a little orange in the tail.
Right.
And that means they're starting to form those eggs.
And as far as I know, there's no real regulations against that.
Nope.
So if you keep it, I mean, it's really on you. I've never caught one, so I've never been in that situation. But as far as I know, there's no regulations that prevent you from keeping that lobster, and it's on you. And if you are fishing off of a pier, just know your regulations. You're limited to 2 hoop nets off of a pier, so just know and make sure you read those regulations before you head out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Dennis.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
Great.
What's up, Mike?
I was just curious. I've always heard that fishing for lobster and during a storm or right after a storm when the water's dirty is a good thing. What's your thoughts on that?
It is the best. When it's raining, when it's rough, the rougher it is, the more it's raining, the better the crawl is because the water's very dirty and the lobsters feel very safe. So they're going to come out and move around and look for food. When there's a big swell, there's a lot of movement. They're going to use a lot more energy. It's going to make them hungrier, and they're going to be looking for something to eat. And lo and behold, there's your hoop net with some bait in it. Ta-da.
And also, they hate fresh water.
Yes.
So they're going to run out of the rocks from the fresh water.
Correct. It flushes them out of Zuniga Jetty, if you will, or any of the jetties up and down the California coast. When it starts to rain, that water washes down on those rocks, and it flushes them out of the rocks, and they're... Then your hoop net's sitting there, and you get them.
I got a question for you, Dave. You talked about the crawl. You know, what is it? Every hoop net session, you know, it seems like there's a window where it's happening, and, you know, maybe your first 2 sets of hoop had an occasional short or an occasional legal, and then all of a sudden their next string through them, boom, 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 we're getting them, and you're getting them great, and then an hour later it's just back to slow picking. And everybody talks about it. Do you have a theory as to why there's a little window when it happens? And does it happen in different places at different times? Or is that just lobster fishing?
Well, I believe that it has a lot to do with the tide. When that tide's really flowing, when it's real, there's a lot of movement, then they're going to hunker down and they're not going to move so much. Then when it starts to slack off a little bit, now they've used all that energy to hang on to whatever they're hanging on. Now when it slacks a little bit, they're going to start moving around. But then you take that theory and you go, oh, I figured it out. Then the next night it's just totally different.
Yeah, right.
They're lobsters. And if we had it figured out, there wouldn't be any.
There you go. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to chalk it up to lobster fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about great seafood, and there's one place. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings, Point Loma. Now, if you can't go out and catch your lobsters, I imagine in about a week and a half, they're going to have them right there in the tanks, ready to go. Live lobsters, cooked lobsters, they'll have them all at Point Loma Seafood's. But in the meantime, the freshest thing in town is absolutely to get your fish at Point Loma Seafood.
I was just in. I mean, we worked, obviously, working at Fisherman's Landing. We did Point Loma Seafood's at least once a week, and they had the best-looking piece of fresh swordfish. It was deep-set buoy gear, caught fish, label right on it. They had some really good-looking tuna in there. It's just the showcase that they have is amazing. And it's cool that they get such a different variety of fish. You'll see troll-caught salmon from Alaska that's fresh sitting right next to a piece of Baqueta grouper from Baja that's fresh with swords and everything in between. It's so killer. I love that place.
Absolutely. You want it fresh? You go to Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Those phones are so packed up, man. I love talking lobster, and clearly so does everybody else. It's a very busy morning on the show this morning.
Yeah, indeed. And you want to talk lobster, you want to talk tuna, you want to talk rockfish. You know, Promar's got all the jigs for that. And in fact, I'm going to have to show Steve a picture of a Promar jig set up that the guide we fish with at Whalers Cove Lodge used that was absolutely killer for rockfish as well as halibut, too. It's pretty amazing, no doubt about it. But let's talk about this seminar today. You guys are doing a seminar, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be at Lobster Port in Oceanside.
Oh, cool.
Nice people up
there. Yeah, that's a cool shop.
Yeah, he's going to be, Dave's going to be talking today about everything lobster.
Talk?
Amazing.
I believe it starts at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. today.
2 p.m. Yeah. And how much does it cost to get in the seminar?
Absolutely free.
It's free.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
All right, you can have some Promar stuff up there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing some giveaways. I'm sure they're going to be great, working some great deals there on all the stuff that Dave's going to be talking about. So
that's going to be 2 o'clock today at Lobster Port in Oceanside.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of giveaways. If you bring your children, there's going to be tons of stuff. Every single child that attends is going to get something for free, and they're absolutely going to dig it, and they're going to laugh, and they're going to have a good time because, you know me, I don't take any of this serious.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
You know, one of the things that Dave turned me on to that Promar makes that in the winter season, I love fishing for rockfish, is that the Promar
two squid
squirts.
Oh, the squid squirts.
The
squid squirts. That is such a great rock cod
setup.
That's
money right there.
Yeah,
it
those
is.
Are deadly, man. I mean, you don't even lots of times the fish will take the bait off of them, and you don't even need bait on them.
Yeah,
you know, because they glow. So it's a natural attractant to any fish that are down there. You just start hooking.
Describe what that is for somebody that's not familiar.
So it's a quick use. Simply tie one end to your main line, and then on the other end we have a snap swivel where you put your sinker, and there's two small squid-like plastics on it, and mm-hmm. each one has a hook. And I like to tip mine with squid just as an added enhancement.
Sure.
But you don't have to. They glow, so as soon as you put them down there, they'll have a little glow on them, and the fish just love them.
They work.
It's almost like a sabiki rig where you just rip it out of the package, tie it on, clip your sinker
exactly.
on, but there's two perfect little squids on
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Ready to go right out of the pack.
Oh,
right.
You threw me on those. I love those things. Yeah, they're really
phenomenal.
Great. Now, also, Promar's doing a tournament this year, right?
Yeah, so we figured since we're kind of the brand of lobster hooping in Southern California, it'd only be right if we did a tournament for it. So this is going to be the first annual bug battle that Promar's putting together. There's going to be three divisions. There's going to be the biggest bug of each month of the season, which we're going to announce the winner of September just 2 days after the lobster opener.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so they're going to win every month. It's going to be $300 of Promar product.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then at the end of the season, we're going to do the heaviest three combined total for an angler, biggest bugs. And then we're also doing a catch and release division. So the way that you weigh in is we're going to have retailers pretty much at every location in Southern California, all the way from Santa Barbara area all the way down to San Diego. There's going to be retailers in those different areas. That's going to be official weigh-in station. So you bring your lobster in, get a picture, and then you submit it to us, and then you're in for the drawing.
All right, and how That's do you cool. weigh them?
So there's going to be these scales. They're going to be Promar authorized scales at these locations. You bring it to the shop, they throw it on the scale for you, take a picture, and then you send it to us.
So obviously you have to keep your lobsters live till the next day.
We prefer if they're live, but they just...
If you want to cook them. You
right,
can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you got to keep them fresh. Like
yeah,
We've got all the, at Fisherman's Hunting Tackle, we've got all the flyers for it. There's like a little QR scan thing where you can scan right on the flyer, and then you can just bring your lobster in, get it weighed up, and then, you shoot the information back to Promar, and away you go.
Right. And you have to pre-register?
No, nope. You just walk right into the shop. There's no fee. It's completely free. All you have to do is use a Promar lobster hoop net to enter.
Okay. Cool.
That's it.
Very good. Well, let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, guys. Morning. Yeah, I'll see you guys later at Lobster Port. What a cool place.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, I bought like a bunch of lobster off a neighbor that was a hooper, and halfway through, my bike in the kitchen got shut off. We popped one open, and it's black. Soot came out like he was sucking on a sewer pipe or something. My wife comes down, hey, you guys, save me some. And then we all had ghost face. And I don't know what that is. I've never been explained what is that. Is that like a defense mechanism from him dying or something? I don't know. All of them were good except for that one.
I don't know. I've never even seen that
yeah,
before.
I've never heard
so I don't know.
Everybody shaking their head.
Throw that thing in the trash.
Yeah.
As far away from there as you can.
Yeah, indeed. Because they'll eat pretty much anything.
Yeah, exactly. You just got a bad one.
Yeah. But all right, we'll have fun at Lobster Port this afternoon, 2 o'clock in Oceanside there.
That's cool. How about Nicolo calling us from Riverside this morning? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing great.
Thanks
good morning.
For joining us.
So a couple of years ago, I caught a bunch of yellowfin tuna, and then I found out bad news. I had my aunt passed away in Italy, so I had to take off. So basically, I took my fish, threw it in the freezer. Can I use that for lobster bait now?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Probably one of the most common. I'm with Dave. I like that fresh bait, but I mean, probably the most common lobster bait used would just be,
oily tuna.
Yeah, totally.
Oily tuna cannot be bad.
People love skipjack. You catch skipjack, and there are some regulations though, as far as how many bonita you can keep, how
right.
many skipjack.
Well, here's what I was told by the Fish and Wildlife is if it's a measurable size catch. Like if it's a bass or a barracuda or a bonita or a yellowtail, measurable size fish are not supposed to be used for bait. I know people do it all the time. I'm just telling you what I was told by Fish and Wildlife, and it makes total sense because they don't know how many you have. They don't know how you got it. They don't know what the size was of it. So I just try to avoid bonita, yellowtail, anything like that's a measurable fish, because that's what I was told. And the last thing you want to do is go into a whole day of debating with the Fish and Wildlife guy. First of all, they don't have time. They're going to write the ticket and be on to the next guy, and then you're going to be in court trying to tell them, well, it was a bonita. We only had three of them. Really? Why? Why even hassle with that?
Yeah, but if you have the leftover tuna, the freezer-burned tuna...
Yeah, they're not a measurable size
fish.
Yeah,
so, you can use that. Hey, Nicola, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate it.
All right, let's jump right back in. Rich, calling from Bradley this morning, is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Earlier you were talking about your rock cod jigs from Promar, and what is your preferred action that you want to depart on those jigs, and what line style and the line class do you want to use for them? Kind of give me the inside baseball on the setup and what you're going to do with it once you drop it down there.
So those new flash jigs, it really depends on what you're targeting. I mean, I can't give you just one, but if you're going to be doing inshore stuff like calico bass, I've seen everything used from a 3/4 ounce jig all the way up to a 3 ounce jig, depending on how the fish are reacting to the jigs. I'll fish anything from 15 pound to maybe 25 pound, or even lighter, depending on, the light stuff is really fun to do. When you're fishing for those calicos. But if you're going to be doing tuna stuff, offshore stuff, the bigger jigs work really well. Those live deception flash jigs are tunable. So what I like to do when I'm fishing for tuna is I'll go to the rail. I'll press the jig right up against the rail and get a nice little bend in it so that you can get a flutter out of it on the drop. So you'll be fishing a little bit heavier line for that, obviously. But those jigs will actually flutter as they fall when you're casting into a foamer of tuna, and you'll probably get hooked up on that drop. So that they work really well. They're tunable, and you can use anything pretty much for a variety of species that you're targeting.
And the nice thing, you have a variety of sizes, too.
Yeah, they come in 3/4 ounce all the way up to 4 ounce for the flash, and then the regular live deceptions are 1 ounce all the way up to 8 ounce.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, very good, Rich. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, your saltwater guide, who's sitting right here with us, Captain Dave Hansen.
My saltwater guide.
Normally does the fishdope.com report, and we don't want to let people go without giving that information that you have on fishing. So let's do it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, the Catchport, obviously, as we know, is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where they not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can purchase smoked and jerkied fish, they have all their killer spices, rubs, that smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's at their convenient Liberty Station location, or just order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are also available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And let's talk to Kelly Saltwater Guide, Captain Dave Hansen, who's standing right here. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. So we're going to talk a little bit about what happened this week. First of all, Rick had a phenomenal trip out to San Clemente Island on that monster bluefin over there. There was a lot of big bluefin caught this week out at San Clemente Island. It wasn't wide open, but if you worked hard at it, there was some quality fish. A lot of that fish over there now is way over 250 pounds. There's a lot of 300-pound fish over there. You got to check, make sure the Navy's got the island open, and watch that weather because it can get real gnarly on the backside of the island. But as far as if you're looking for a trophy, that trophy fish is still over there at San Clemente Island. It's biting on the rubber flying fish. It's also biting on the dead rigged flying fish. So you want to try to get over there if you can, if your boat's big enough, and try to get a trophy. Along the coast, look at what's still going on down below the border there. We just talked to Mike on the Tribute a few minutes ago, and I was down there Monday, Tuesday. We had epic fishing. Skipjack and yellowfin tuna bite was really, really good down there. And then my good buddy Steve, that's sitting right here next to me, was there yesterday. Him and Ben on their boat with Steve Howe, and you guys caught them good.
Huh?
It was unbelievable.
Good fishing?
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, what'd you catch?
We caught 10 yellowfin, a variety from 15 pounds, I would say, all the way up to maybe 40 pounds.
Whoa!
Yeah,
no
some bigger grades in there. It was mixed. You would chum, and they would just blow up out of the water on the chum.
Sweet. That's right.
And not far from Point Loma.
No, not at all. We were maybe moving for 30 minutes before we dropped the line in the water.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the stuff's like 25 to 45 miles from the harbor of Point Loma. It's pretty cool. Then, like Brian Woolley was saying, up on the beach here, that bonita fishing from, say, Dana Point down to the barn kelp, it just depends on what edge of the kelp it's on today. But then yesterday, Todd Manser, on the way home from San Clemente Island with my family on the boat, they stumbled into that giant bluefin. It was on the 267, and it was tons of fish over 100 pounds, big foamers, lots of spots of foamers. There wasn't one. There was 20.
Wow.
And they were trying to bite. There was about 10 fish caught or hooked between all the skiffs, but nobody was ready for it. Everyone was looking for a little yellowfin and stuff on the dolphin. No one was ready for that monster tuna.
Right.
And it showed up there. 11 miles from the harbor.
Gee.
So you just got, you don't know. The water, right now, the water is really weird. It's kind of generic everywhere. It's kind of a yellowish green color. It's not blue by any stretch of the imagination, but the fish don't care. They're in it. You just got to be ready when you find it. So make sure you're not undergunned. Like Mike said today, he was undergunned. They found that giant bluefin while they're fishing yellowfin. That stuff's everywhere. So just be ready, guys. And we're not even close to the end of the season.
That's for sure.
And the cool thing is, you look at fishdope.com, Danny and the boys, thanks to Dave and a lot of other people that report to them, they have all that information and locations and everywhere you want to go. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You can get all the sources right there for an annual fee that's very, very low, and yet it's a must-have. They have all the weather information. They have the charts for chlorophyll, for sea temperature, as well as the
spotter planes.
Plane, everything. Fishdope.com, $20 off using the code HOOKUP now for a new membership.
All right. Well, certainly some good fishing going on, some great information going on, and phones are packed up. We've had our first open phone line. We've had about an hour and a half. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973, open right now. Let's talk to Brett, calling us from Winchester. What's up, Brett? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'd like to ask Dave, on his instructional website, is it app form also, and can I give it as a gift?
Yes, you can give it as a gift. My phone number is 949-374-0786. You can call me after the show. We'll be cruising around in the car. We got a couple hours to kill before the seminar. And I'll set you up with the gift, how we can set up for the gift. But what was the first part of the question? I'm sorry. I got it.
App, phone app.
No app. But you know what? It comes up on the phone immediately. It comes up on your phone, your iPad immediately. You just type in your saltwater guide. It pops right up. There's no need for an app. An app costs a phenomenal amount of money, and I wouldn't be able to charge you guys $4.99 if I went to the app. We'd have to bring it up to probably $500 or $600 a person, and that would be it. So we'll just stay with the website. It seems to be working just fine. We got a few thousand members that are loving it, absolutely loving it. And like I say, I can't even imagine where this thing's going to go, because it's blown up. Kelly and I, we think about it all the time. We were going to think maybe 100 people might get involved, but man, it just keeps
going
growing and growing.
Good
and growing.
Such a good value. Why
it's good,
not?
And it's good information.
And there's so much stuff that I can cover, and there's so much stuff that changes every day. And now, look at this. We're about to launch a deep drop swordfish thing with the commercial guys. They're putting all the stuff together. They're opening their own website. These guys have been wailing on them for the last 2 years, and now they're going to start to share some of their secrets, and they're going to launch their website on my website. So this deep drop swordfish thing is something that's working really well right now. There's guys that are putting together days, twos, ones, twos. Deep drop swordfish, Southern California, it's a big deal. But every year there's something new.
Totally.
I mean, I didn't even know how to spell kite 5 years ago. Now I'm a kite expert.
Hey, Brett, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Mark in Rhode Island, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Rhode Island, are you really in Rhode Island?
Yeah, I am.
Listening on our Let's Talk Hookup app, I hope.
That's a long way from Santee,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, I am.
All right.
What's that?
That's a long way from Santee.
Yeah. Well, this is where I'm from, so.
All right, cool.
My question is, do you have any classes for lobster fishing, like how to hoop and everything like that? Because I've never done the hooping, and I wouldn't want to go out there and do the wrong thing. I'm wasting my time that way.
Yeah, so what I did for all of you guys is I put together this video series called Your Saltwater Guide, and you can go on there and you can pretty much learn how to do whatever it is in Southern California. Now I know there's videos available on YouTube, but it would take a long time to figure out the whole system. So what I did for you is I put together this easy instructional video series for $4.99. You can go on there and you can watch the videos over and over and over again till you get it. And we start from the very beginning when you unwrap the hoop out of the box to how to tie the rope on, to how to put the buoy on.
And how you rig hoops and stuff.
And how I do the whole thing and the successful way that I do it.
The other thing, too, I'll mention, too, is of course, you're in Rhode Island, so you're going to miss the seminar, but you do various seminars on hooping, like today at the Lobster Port at 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, so during before and during the lobster season, Promar likes to work with some of the local retailers, and we do put on quite a few seminars throughout the Southern California area. If you visit promarnets.com, there's a long list there of all the seminars that we're going to be putting together this season.
There's several seminars coming up.
Yeah, several, pretty much in every major area where people are doing
that. L.A., Orange County, San Diego, the whole
exactly,
deal.
All the way up to Santa Barbara.
All the way to Santa
Barbara. That's great.
So you'll be hosting. Wait, Dave going to do them all, or you got various people?
I'm sure, I wish, but no, we got various people that we work with, and they're all knowledgeable people, just like Dave, and we put on great seminars for them.
All right.
Awesome.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. How about we jump right back into them and talk to John. John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Well, now, I know that you're not supposed to tell the bugs, you know, as you're when you're on the water, but if you follow the letter of the law, does that mean technically you're not supposed to even tell them at home? They got to keep them. But let's say, hypothetically, if a warning came to your house to audit you, you know?
Correct.
Do you get busted for that?
Yep. Yeah. You're not allowed to take the tails off of the lobster body until you cook it and then eat it. So by law, you can't have a freezer full of tails in your house.
That's what the law says.
That's what the law says, and they can come into your house. That you signed, when you signed your license, you allowed them to enter your home anywhere. That's their deal. They're like a a marshal, if you will.
But the reality is, are they going to do that? I don't think so.
Probably
not. That's also not the question, though.
You're also not allowed to drive more than 65 miles an hour when you're going on the freeway to work.
Correct.
Yeah, but
that was the question.
Do most people tail their lobsters at home? Yes, I would say. But not saying that I do that.
Yeah, I don't do that at all, right?
And the other thing, too, that you don't know is you're not allowed to have more than a three-day limit in possession. Is that correct?
Right, that is correct. You're not supposed to have more than 21 lobster at any
per
time.
License.
Yeah, per license. Yeah.
I got about 200 people living in my house, though. So like, there's an awful lot of us, let me tell you.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, John, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Pete calling us from San Juan Capistrano this morning? What's up, Pete? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Hey, listen, I want to put in a plug for Dave and also for Fisherman's Processing. Dave, I watched your video on Monday before I went after the big bluefin on Tuesday, and I picked up a couple of tips.
Oh, man.
I was in fire. The way you put a skew's throat to give the fish some stiffness. And we did that when we went out on Tuesday to Clemente, and I was with my son and a buddy of his, and we all three commented that the when we rigged the flyer up that it really looked nice, and we were quite fortunate in that we caught one. I got to see him blow up on it.
Nice.
And he taped out at 280.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job. Good job.
The next day, I fish out of Dana. The next day, I called Fisherman's Processing and to see if they were open, and called them in the morning. Anyway, drove down there, and unfortunately, I got there just as they were literally walking out the door. They cleaned up and everything, and I walked in there with what little hair I have, on fire, going, hey, I'm here with my fish, they explained to me that they were closed and they gladly cut it tomorrow, and I begged and pleaded, and lo and behold, they went ahead and opened up again and cut my fish for me right
nice.
Then. And
wow, that's cool.
Just above and beyond as
yeah,
far as I'm concerned.
That's the quality of Fisherman's Processing there. Hey, Pete, congratulations on the great fish, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky two guys have got themselves, the rock cod jig from the rock cod kit with those live deception jigs, as well as that great tuna kit as well, and memberships to yoursaltwaterguide.com. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations to the big winners, the Rockfish Live Deception Flash Kit. That's going to Pete in San Juan Capistrano. The Tuna Jig Kit with Live Deception Jigs, that's going to Mark in Rhode Island. Both of you guys are also going to win a full-year membership to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Great info, and appreciate it. Congratulations, guys.
Indeed. And Steve, great job, Promar. Is a great company. How do we get a hold of you?
So visit us at promarnets.com or social media, Promarnets and Ahi on both Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, indeed. And you can get the list of seminars.
Yeah, list of seminars is going to be available on both social media as well as the website, promarnets.com. And anyone that's going to be lobster fishing this season, be sure to check out the Bug Battle Tournament that Promar is putting together. You can learn more about that on our website as well.
And that's free.
Yeah, that's completely free.
And then today, give us the info on that seminar.
So we're going to be in Oceanside at 2 o'clock at Lobster Port Fishing Supply. Dave's going to be talking about lobster hooping, and it should be a great event.
Yeah, should be a great event. And we'll be giving away lots of stuff, right, Dave?
Oh, I got tons of stuff to give to your children. Bring the kids. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, going to be fun. And, of course, for Your Saltwater Guide, how do we find you?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Check it out. Also, I got a YouTube channel, Your Saltwater Guide, and I got an Instagram handle, Your Saltwater Guide. Check them all out.
That's going to be fun, indeed. And Kelly, thanks for coming along. And
thanks for trying to keep him in line.
Current world record holder there of lobsters. Sure, thanks a lot for that. And thank you, Brian, for all you do inside the studio here at 97.3 The Fan. And, of course, thank you to Adam on the other side of the glass, who keeps us together both on our website as well as our app. He puts together the app and, of course, our phones and everything else. Adam is a huge asset to us. And be sure to check out our app. Download our app. If you haven't done download our app, what's wrong with you? It's free, and it's easy, and you can listen anywhere, like Rhode Island.
That's right.
If you want to.
Ours isn't even a $600 app like the Yours and Saltwater Guide will be.
That's right.
Yeah, free.
It's an easy
totally
one. Yeah, for sure. So be sure to download that app and listen anywhere you want. And be sure to join us right back here next Saturday. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters and Shimano is going to be in the studio here with myself and Corey.
Yeah, I'll be on an adventure in camping.
Yeah, woo! You'll be adventures in camping in the High Sierras and catching some trout. And then same for next Sunday. He'll be out. Corey will be in. And I'll be here with Corey and Fred Huber from the Daily Double next Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you right back here next weekend on 97.3 The Fan.